Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you an interview between me and a podcast industry expert. Then we share our podcast recommendations of the week. So let's get into this week's episode. Before we get started with today's episode of Feedback, here's some information about this week's episode and newsletter sponsor. Podcast audiograms are one of the best ways to promote podcast episodes online. Reel lets you create short teaser videos right from your podcast episodes with no design and video editing skills required. You can share video snippets of your episodes on social media and turn your followers into listeners. Visit reel.so to do so. Again, to create audiograms from your podcast episodes, just head to reel.so. That's R-E-E-L.so. Hello, hello, hello. Back with another stacked episode of Feedback. Expect podcast recommendations for you listeners out there and podcast production and marketing tips for you podcasters. There's something for everyone in this week's episode. On the interview portion of today's show, I'm going to play you a 10-ish minute snippet of a chat that I had with Jeff Townsend, aka The Podcast Father. Really, that's his handle. It is The Podcast Father. His goal is to empower indie podcasters and to really boost them up. You can follow The Podcast Father on Twitter, and he shares a whole bunch of helpful information there. It's podcast_father for more information on Jeff. After that 10-minute snippet, we'll get to this week's Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week, our curator is Tim Bornholt. Very excited to get to those podcast picks. But for now, let's go to interview time. Let me set this up for you. The Podcast Father's podcast is called Indie Podcaster. We talked for a while, so I'm only going to play for you the second half, or really it's the middle portion of our chat. You basically know the first part if you are a longtime subscriber of Earbuds Podcast Collective, either the newsletter or the podcast. It's the story of Earbuds and how I got started in the podcast space. If you don't know that story, definitely head over to listen to Indie Podcaster on the Good Pods app or wherever you get your podcasts. In the portion that I'm about to play, I give some of my favorite tips and tricks for podcast marketing on social media. I talk about what makes me want to tune into a podcast and what makes me not want to tune into a podcast based on the social media presence of the podcast publisher. There are also some more hidden gems in there about podcast marketing. So if you are a podcaster or you're looking to become a podcaster, I definitely recommend checking out not only my episode, but all the interviews that he produces because he talks to all sorts of amazing independent creators. Jeff starts off with a question about Twitter usage and how podcasters should be using Twitter. So you'll hear my answer to that, and then we'll dive right into the rest of it.
I've talked to some people where they may be in a retweet group or a support group, which is, no, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But then they're wondering why they're not getting the downloads or the engagement percentage that that's their goal. How do you have like a happy middle place where you are engaged with the community, but you're also trying to reach whatever community that is your niche or what your focus is?
I think we need to change our expectations. You just can't expect that the people who are giving you love on social media are also the same people who are listening to your show, because indie podcasters only have enough time in the day. What are they going to do? Listen to every other indie podcast out there? Probably not. They're probably spending a lot of time creating their own shows and then listening to shows that they genuinely have been loving for a long time. They might listen to one or two of their friends' shows to like keep up with them, but they can't listen to all of them. So I think the balance is, it's great if somebody comes to your social media who is a potential listener or who is already a listener and sees that you get a lot of engagement, that's great. So keep up with your engagement groups, but I don't think you should not expect your social media to convert to listeners. It's unfortunately not the way most shows are going to have success. But what you can do is, I think, should I talk about newsletters? I love talking about newsletters.
That's your thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I think when you are looking to get more ears on your podcast, one of the things that you should consider doing is hitting potential listeners where they actually are at the time. And
where they're going to be most likely to convert to listening. So I'm just thinking about it from my perspective as a listener. What actually makes me want to download a show? It's a few things, but it's not scrolling through Twitter. I am very unlikely to be scrolling through Twitter because at that time, my brain is set on scrolling through Twitter. It's not set on, oh, if I find something, I'll pop off. Maybe I'll come back on. I'm scrolling. That's my activity. But if I'm looking at a podcast newsletter, a newsletter that recommends podcasts, I'm looking for a podcast to listen to. So get your podcast on those podcast newsletters. Some of them are paid opportunities. Some of them are free opportunities. Some you have to pitch and it's got to be the right pitch. But definitely set your sights on doing that. Another thing to consider is if your podcast is about beluga whales, follow the people on Twitter who are all about beluga whales. And this has just been my example for a long time is beluga whales. I don't know why. It's just always the first thing that comes to my head. Yeah, follow people on Twitter who are talking about beluga whales. Follow the marine biology community. Follow the ocean conservation community. Don't follow the podcast community. Yes, sure, follow them, but don't expect them to convert for you because they're already doing their own things in the podcast space. But the marine biology community, they care about your podcast about beluga whales. So spend your time doing that. Also, subscribe to newsletters that are beluga whale related, marine biology related, ocean conservancy related. Do all of that and pitch your show to them as well, because that's where people are looking for your specific niche content.
I'll give a good example of a discussion I think I had. It was last week with a gentleman. He was asking me for help. He wasn't seeing the downloads that he thought he would after, you know, being like 6 months in or something. And I said, well, who's your podcast target? Everybody.
Nope.
It can't be everybody, so who's the target? Everybody. I couldn't get an answer, so I didn't. The conversation ended there because my whole point was what you're saying. You got to really figure out who you're trying to, you know, go after on your podcast and then engage with those people, like you just said. So you really got to define that if you're just doing it past just having fun.
Yeah, look, if you want to have fun and your show is for everybody and you insist that your show is for absolutely everybody, you can't expect, you shouldn't worry yourself is really what it is. If you're doing it for fun, you don't have an intention of making money, have fun, genuinely have fun, but don't stress about your downloads. If you want to figure out how to eventually make money, then you need to figure out who to target. That's it. You don't need to niche down per se. If your podcast is a random podcast, a chat podcast, great, but pick a demographic and cater to them.
To me, there's a lot of people that want to be like podcast guru. And I'm by no means like that. I'm more willing to help and take my life skills that I know and apply to that. But everybody there's a lot of people that want to be that guru. If you're new, how do you filter through that?
Yeah, I think it can be enticing to want to find somebody who will give you the silver bullet to make your show onto Apple's New and Noteworthy so that you can then have 15,000 downloads per episode so that you can then make some money for your show. But there is no one silver bullet. Not one thing is going to make your show incredible and rise to the top of the charts. You're going to have to work at it for a long time. And that's why I mentioned earlier about how I'm okay with my show Feedback with Earbuds constantly changing and trying out new formats, because thankfully it's not my full-time job and I don't have to make money from it. But I encourage everybody to have fun with their shows, especially indie podcasters, because this in theory is fun for you. And if you want to be making money, there are some things that you can try to do to hurry that process along. But ultimately, you cannot look for one silver bullet because you will make yourself upset that one thing is not doing it for you.
Who are some people that you've really looked to podcasting? I ask you because I'm just the little Jeff guy, but you actually go to these conventions and stuff and you've interacted with all these cool people. Who are some of them that have been a significant part of the actual like podcasting part?
Of my journey or?
Yeah, your journey.
I am a big fan of other podcast recommendation newsletters. I am a big fan of some specific creators. Yeah, so that's an interesting question because I think at these podcast conferences, there are so many different people. And at, you know, there's big podcast conferences, there's smaller podcast conferences. Some of them cater more towards creators, some cater more towards brands. And it really depends on the one that you go to. I'll speak to Podcast Movement. I always enjoy hearing from Lauren Passell, who is the creator of Podcast The Newsletter. And because she also listens to so many different podcasts, she has a great perspective on what is successful and what's not successful and what types of shows should be promo swapping with other types of shows. I think over time, you just get a good sense of what you've heard that does well and what you could potentially emulate so that your show might do well. And I think listening to a lot of podcasts is kind of a prerequisite for that. So I really enjoy her work. I really enjoy what Buzzsprout is doing in the podcast space. Buzzsprout is a podcast hosting site. One of my friends is the marketing manager there, or marketing director, Albin Brook. He is also a really great person to follow at podcast conferences because he always has really great speeches. He just did a talk on podcast cover art. I also really enjoy the work that LWNC is doing, formerly Lantigua Williams & Co. They're an incredible organization that has a lot of podcasts under their wing, and they're also moving more into the multimedia space. So I just enjoy a lot of their shows and enjoy a lot of their social media and newsletters. They have a newsletter called Podcasting Seriously. So yeah, I'm just a big fan of, if I had to tie it all together, I think it's people that are genuinely putting out great content for creators. And you can tell when somebody's genuinely doing it and when somebody's doing it for engagement bait. And I would encourage everybody to put more out into the world than you expect to receive back. And that goes for everything, but I think it really applies to podcasts. I have really worked hard to help other people in the space, and it has come back to me tenfold, but it doesn't have to, you know, and I'm aware of the fact that I'm lucky in that sense.
That's awesome. So last question for you, and this is just an open-ended question. You can answer it however you want. What do you see big things coming up for the future of podcasting?
I would like to see more geo-targeted content, not necessarily ads. Ads are fine. I actually don't hate podcast ads. I think they're fun. But I would like to be able to go on a walking tour of Manhattan, and the street that I walk on, when I'm there, it triggers a location-based notification that lets me kind of do a choose-your-own-adventure. The technology is there. We're just not creating these things right now, and I'd love to see that. So that's on the content side what I'd like to see. On the more businessy side, I'd still love to see more women in leadership positions in podcasting, big companies and small companies. I would love to see, I don't want to say more podcast recommendation newsletters, but I want to see more, I want more people to listen to podcasts. I want more of the world to be aware of these incredible stories that you're able to just pop into your ears and listen to. I also am excited by transcriptions and how more and more people are adopting transcriptions, and I'd like to see that happen more and more. Yeah, those are some of the things I'm excited about.
Thank you again to Jeff for having me on the Indie Podcaster Show. You can listen to the rest of the episode wherever you get your podcasts, but I especially recommend checking out the Good Pods app. It's like Goodreads, but for podcasts, and Jeff has really built up a great community of podcasters supporting other podcasters on the Good Pods app. So you can just download the Good Pods app. It's free in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, wherever you get your apps. P.S. If you have any questions about what I talked about on that interview, please feel free to reach out to me. I have all of my social handles linked in the show notes of this episode, and I am very online and happy to answer any questions about podcast marketing, podcast distribution, podcast content style, really anything. I just want to be there for podcasters. So please feel free to reach out. Next up, this week's Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's Earbuds curator is Tim Bornholt. Tim chose the theme, Understanding Our Digital Footprint. Why did he choose it? He says, we all play a role in our impact on the environment, and even the things we do virtually have an effect. Each of these episodes does a good job in explaining how our digital world affects our physical world with steps, and they're solution-oriented, that we can take for reducing our digital carbon footprint. Here are this week's Earbuds picks from Tim. The first episode is from the podcast Constant Variables, and Tim recommends the episode Creating Sustainable Digital Products with Tom Greenwood of Whole Grain Digital. Here's a description. Every Google search you do affects the environment, and Tom Greenwood, managing director at Whole Grain Digital and author of Sustainable Web Design, joins the show to chat about the issues of web sustainability. He shares techniques and processes for making digital products more sustainable, as well as gives advice on how to be a champion for sustainable tech within your company and with your clients. The next recommended podcast is Tech Tip Tuesday, and the episode is called Why Should You Care About Your Digital Carbon Footprint? here's what our curator says about this show. In this episode, Markita Benesek, who's a climate reality leader, tells us about the top three reasons why you should care about your digital carbon footprint. Next up, the podcast is called Climate Solutions, and the episode is called Your Digits Have a Footprint. Here's what it's about. Is the production and use of digital devices good for the environment? Because we don't need to cut down a tree to make the paper for you to read the news, for example. Or are there just so many of these devices that they end up consuming more resources than ever? You'll find out on Climate Solutions. The next recommendation comes from the podcast Sustrain Daily Podcast, and the episode is called Digital Carbon Footprint. Our curator writes, "The morning newspaper to the book you read at night are all available in digital formats. You can work from home or spend hours streaming movies as per your convenience because of the internet. Anything and everything is available at your fingertips, all thanks to the internet. So does something so essential also have a negative impact on the environment? Tune in to learn about your digital carbon footprint and how you can reduce yours." The last recommendation of this week's theme, Understanding Our Digital Footprint, comes from the podcast Sustainability Explored, and the episode is called Digital Carbon Footprint and How to Measure It. Here's a description from our curator. Frank Meehan discusses the importance of using digital measuring tools and reporting as ways to quantify and share the results of economic activities and sustainability efforts. He explores hidden truths behind our ever-growing digital footprint, placing data centers and blockchain systems under scrutiny, and he brings light into how tech companies and users can reduce the collective carbon footprint. Thank you so much to this week's curator, Tim, for bringing these episodes to Earbuds Podcast Collective. We'll have a link in the show notes to all of these episodes and much more. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that even if you have no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for some more audio content from us. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in the newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast Aftershock. Aftershock is a fast-paced thriller about a massive earthquake that destroys the West Coast, causing a mysterious island to rise up from the Pacific. I'm not usually one for fiction, but this show is incredible and extremely gripping, and I recommend it wholeheartedly. You can find Aftershock on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. Some more quick hits before we close out this week's episode. Shout out to Quill Podcasting for publishing a blog earlier this week highlighting the top women-owned podcast businesses. I'm really excited to share that we were included in that Earbuds Podcast Collective, and I'm super proud of that. Next, from Lauren Pacell's podcast, The Newsletter. First of all, an incredible newsletter that you should definitely subscribe to. You can find it at podcastthenewsletter.substack.com. Every week in Podcast The Newsletter, Lauren has a section called If You Only Have Time for One Thing This Week. So for the next few weeks, we're going to test out telling you about that one thing and seeing if you like it. So just let us know. So this week, Lauren writes about meeting Hina Wilkerson. Hina is part of Salted Logic, which is an indigenous women-owned media collective that recently partnered with the Smithsonian Asian Pacific American Center to bring their youth access program to a group of 8 students from Hawaii. The students were asked to have hard conversations about language, identity, and culture centered around the word hapa, a Hawaiian word that means a person who is partially of Asian or Pacific Islander descent, but some believe is now being misused. They Call Me Hapa is a 3-part series that lets us in on these interviews and tackles the word hapa from all angles. It also feels like a workshop in itself, posing important questions about Hawaiian culture, identity, and representation. It asks us to consider the weight of what we call ourselves and whether or not someone can feel Hawaiian enough. You can learn more and find this podcast and many other recommendations from Lauren's newsletter at podcastthenewsletter.substack.com. That's it for this week. We're back next week with more from Feedback with Earbuds. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. You can find us all over social media. We're on Instagram at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. We're on Twitter at Earbuds Pod Call. And we're on TikTok at Earbuds Podcasting. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.